This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. Combo-Con. We reignite that today. Combo-Con. A lot to get to. Some great guests. Barrett Brooks an hour from now. Howard Eskin at 12. We'll go around the NFL. And Hugh will try to push me into doing something that I am I'm not ready to do.
About that time,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we'll
about
see.
That time.
We'll see. We'll get there. All right, good morning, you.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, if you watched that fight Friday night and you expected anything different than what you saw, then shame on you. That's my thought. The grift was in, and there was some paid individuals. But if you expected anything else, then shame on you.
Yeah, I didn't expect much. I didn't get much. And that was that's the
same. You got some cheeks.
Yeah, you got two of them. Yeah. I didn't anticipate that, but that's what we got. All right.
Well, that was so weird.
Oh, God. It was awful. Right, we'll get to more of that and have some fun with the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight on Friday night. But, Hugh, yesterday was one of those stress free Sundays, right?
Yes, it was.
We don't get many of those because usually the Eagles are playing. But yesterday, it wasn't a bye week. We got the win in the bank on Thursday night. So yesterday was a day that I got to sit back and just kind of observe what's going on in the NFL. And there was a lot of, obviously, big stuff with the Bills and Chiefs. Chiefs lose their first game. Steelers, Ravens, really good. But, Hugh, you know where my attention was at 1 o'clock. I had one eye on the standard. We like to use that word.
The standard.
Because the standard right now in the NFC.
You did a little scout.
I was looking at other people's grass.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, that grass.
On the off day.
Yeah, and that grass in Detroit is pristine. 52 points yesterday for the Detroit Lions.
What is this, college football?
It looked like it yesterday. I mean,
Style points?
That's what it felt like. I felt like I was watching like the number one team in college football play some team from a small conference. And unfortunately, it was Doug, our old friend, and he got crushed. He might get fired today. But, Hugh, I was watching the game yesterday. Oh, Doug's out. I mean, it's a matter.
It's funny that when you watch a game like that, he's like, "Oh yeah, buddy, about to get fired."
Oh yeah, you felt it yesterday.
They quit on him yesterday.
The Lions put up 645 yards. They had the biggest yard differential in a game since 1979. In any game, like think about all the great NFL teams that have been around since the 70s between the Niners and the Cowboys and the Patriots and all these different dynasties, the biggest differential. And so, Hugh, I dove into it this morning and started to look at some of the numbers here, right? And look, I think the Eagles have really become something good, right? Mm-hmm. And they're moving in the right direction. And the way I'd frame it right now is they are right underneath the Lions in the NFC. It's the Lions, and then it's the Eagles. And I don't put them in the same class. One team is the best team in the NFC, and I need a little more time before I say the Eagles are in the Lions class. Because, you know, we played the Jaguars, what, 3 weeks ago? And how was that game?
It was tight.
It was a little bit of nail biter.
Yeah.
A little bit of nail biter. I mean, it was 22-0, and then we blew the lead, and it became a nail biter. So they did pour it on the Jaguars early. But I watched the same team, the Jaguars, play the Lions yesterday. It was 52-6. Seven straight drives with a touchdown. I love where the Eagles are going, and maybe by the end of January, I will sit here with you and I'll say, these teams are even. I'm not there today as we get to the middle of November. Hugh, do you think the Eagles are in the Lions class? Because I'm not ready to say that.
I would say so, because I'm looking at their schedule, and granted, they've played more teams than we have with winning records. But I think that there's something to be said about playing with a lot of confidence right now, and I think that's what the Eagles are doing. Eagles defense, man, and I, you know, I know my take is on life support, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. Eagles defense is playing with a lot of confidence right now. And if I was a betting man and these two teams line up against each other on Sunday, I would take the Eagles because of that defense. I know people, it's probably, oh my God, people in the car clutching the pearls and everything. Like, oh my God, this is the same guy that said a few weeks ago that defense was not a necessity, it was a luxury.
It is nice to have you back, by the way.
No, but I'm just saying.
You came here as a defensive
right now,
player. It's nice. This is good.
Like right now, the way that this team is playing, they're playing fast, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. That says a lot. They might not – you might look at that Detroit defense and say, not knowing that much about their front four outside of Hayden Hutchinson, they might be a little bit more talented. Mm-hmm. They might be a little bit more talented, but I like the way – that our defense is playing with the cohesion that they're playing with. So I would take the Eagles in this situation.
So I actually was surprised looking at some of the numbers. I would say this, Hugh. The Eagles defense, I do think, is a little bit better than Detroit's. But Detroit's is good, too. I mean, I think they're fifth and sixth in points allowed per game.
Yeah, they're playing well. That on the help with that dropping 56 on the team.
Yeah, it does. They're both good defenses, Hugh. I'm with you on this side of it. I think the Eagles defense with Fangio, with all the different players at all the different levels they have, probably a little bit better than the Detroit defense. I'm with you on that. But can we talk about the other side of the ball?
Because the side
of the ball that you always said was actually the more important side. Can we go back to the offensive side of the ball?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, Detroit is averaging 33.5 points a game. The Eagles are at 25.9. It's about a touchdown difference per game. And you look at some of the things like, man, the Eagles run the ball great. Saquon's been amazing.
And they got running back by committee.
Yep. Both have good offensive lines. There's one element of this that's the difference. Their passing game is better than ours.
More efficient.
It's better. I mean, it's better. It's better. So far this season, the Lions are sixth in passing yards per game. We are 22nd in the NFL in passing yards per game. And the stat that blows me away is the Eagles are 30th in the NFL in sack percentage. Jalen Hurts takes a lot of sacks, man. Goff is 13th, right? So they're above average. We're towards the bottom. I think it comes down to that. Are the Eagles, have they closed the gap on the Lions? Yeah. I mean, in the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think they've become clearly the best team in the NFC and the second best team. Eagles, number two, Lions, number one. But I still think there's a gap because of the passing game. Their passing game is just so much better
week to week.
It's better.
It's more efficient. I'm just looking, because I'm looking at the numbers from last week, just the game you're just talking about. Jared Goff was 24 for 29.
Yeah.
The game we played in, Jalen was like 18 for 28.
What's the yardage?
Yeah, well, it's efficiency, too. It's a little bit efficiency.
Well, it's better.
For 420.
Efficiency volume. I see it.
18 for 28 is not great, by the way.
No, I'm not saying it is. That's not the point that I'm trying to make. The point I'm making is that Jared Goff is completing more of his passes right now, and that run after the catch is huge. But at the end of the day, and I know this might sound crazy me saying this, I would still take Jalen over Jared Goff
this
right now.
Season?
Yes. Even though I would say, when I say Jalen, I mean Jalen and this offense collectively. Because I think they run well together.
But how can we score 8 points per game less?
I have not figured that out yet,
Joe. Well, I have. They're better.
I think that remains to be seen.
But I
think that when you look at some of the teams that the Detroit Lions played against, that some of them they caught early. Some of them they caught early.
They put 31 on the Vikings, didn't they?
Yeah, they caught them. Yeah, and they have a lot of momentum on their side. They're playing like a team on a mission. That 1-2 punch in the running game is phenomenal.
It's incredible. Look, Saquon's probably been the best running back. Him and Henry have been the best two individual running backs. But that
running back by committee is legit.
I mean, it's basically the same thing per game. They just do it with two guys. We do it with one guy. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, you're not alone on this. So I'm curious today if everyone out there, what you believe. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Detroit Lions? And they might be by the end of January. I mean, Hugh, I think if we keep going on this trajectory, they can be.
And I think matchups matter, too. I mean, I know it sounds crazy to say, but some teams match up better individually than other teams.
Sure.
Like, you talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're 2-9 now. They played us pretty tough. I think that was because we allowed them to stay in the game longer. Than Detroit did. Detroit put their foot on their neck.
But we don't do that often enough.
Yeah, we need to develop more of a killer instinct. I think across the board, offensively, we're more talented.
I'm not sure.
And I know you're probably, and I know when I say that, you're probably thinking of the quarterback.
Well, no, everything. I think their tight ends and receivers are better than ours.
Their tight ends. Oh, you're talking about collectively.
Well, you throw I think Laporta is better than Goddard.
I see what you're saying. Because I'm looking at it more. You're looking at it more as
the
unit.
The whole.
And I'm looking at it more as individual.
Yep.
Now, I can't make a big argument for Laporta or Goddard in this situation. I have to probably go with Laporta because he's been more healthy. He's been healthier, I should say. I like our receivers, though. I like our receivers better.
But let me ask you a question. You like our quarterback better than our receivers. They're a better passing game. Why?
Because I think that their receivers, for the most part, when I look at the box score, and I see Amon-Ra St. Brown, 11 catches for 169 yards.
Yeah.
That to me screams yards after the catch.
Because the quarterback puts the ball in the right place.
He does. I think that our quarterback, even though he hasn't been that guy, I think that he can be because I've seen it.
Yeah, when?
This week.
Oh, there it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, I think by the end. That was great spin.
He's an Eagle, man. What can I say?
All right,
By
the end of the season, I think there's a real chance the Eagles climb into the same class as the Lions. I don't think they're in it right now. I think the class is Lions 1, then the next class is the Eagles in the NFC. 215-592-9494. But heck, I mean, maybe you're right on this. Damian Woody, he seemed to lean your way when it came to personnel. Let's hear Damian Woody talking about the Eagles after the last win.
Huge win, because I believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are now two games up in that division.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to get a divisional game at your place against the up-and-coming Washington Commanders team, big win for the Philadelphia Eagles. And listen, as much as we've been talking about the Detroit Lions in the NFC,
mm-hmm.
we better start talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. because you're talking about just personnel. Who has better personnel than the Philadelphia Eagles right now? No one.
Nobody
has better personnel, and they're playing some really good football.
Nobody,
well,
baby.
Yeah, how can they score 8 points a game less? Like, that is personnel stuff. Go do it on the field.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that has had me scratching my head for the last couple of weeks, because, you know, I came in here at the beginning of the season, and I thought that we were going to be the one that people were going to talk about scoring 30 points mm-hmm. a game. Hasn't happened yet. But I feel in my spirit, Joe, that this is the weekend.
It's the Rams Sunday?
It's the Rams.
Well, I
feel in my spirit that it's about to be damn the torpedoes, and they're just going to throw the ball all over the schoolyard.
It could be. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? Eagles, Lions, obviously they're the two best right now record-wise mm-hmm. in the NFC. Are they in the same class, or are they in separate classes?
I think they're close, but I'm kind of with you in that I think I have to put the Eagles like one rung below, and it really does come down to the passing game. The Lions' passing game and their offense is what I thought our offense was going to look like. It's what our offense should look like. With these weapons, we should be the ones putting up 40 points, 50 points, like murdering teams. The Lions, I feel like, can win in more ways than we can. I almost go to the game last night with the Bengals being down a few touchdowns to the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel like a game that the Eagles can win or make a really tight game? Could Jalen Hurts throw the Eagles back into that game?
Probably not.
I'm not sure that he could. Jared Goff had a 5-interception game, but he also turns around and gives you the 400-yard, 4-passing touchdown performances like he does last night. Like, the Lions' offense has reached their full potential. I don't think the Eagles had. So, well, I think it's close, and I think the Eagles could give him a run. I'm not going same class just yet.
215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, I'm going to give you two ways the Eagles can catch the Lions. You ready for this?
I'm listening.
Between now and the last weekend of January, two ways. This is it. If they do one or both of these things, then I'll be with you. I'll say they're in the same class. The first one is the simple one. They need their passing game to be better. They need Jalen Hurts to be better. They need to take less sacks. They need to be more efficient passing game. They need their passing game to be better to beat Detroit. The second one, and this may mitigate the gap.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get home field. Get them out of that dome.
Yeah,
get them here in cold weather in January.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Get Goff outside. And then I think the gap is, it'd be a coin flip. Like, then I think the Eagles could absolutely beat them if the game is here. So it's one of the two. It's one of two. It's either Jalen and the offense. And I don't, when I say Jalen, it's not just him. It's the whole
offense
unit
as a totality.
But it's the passing game. He's obviously the conductor of the passing game. It goes to him. It goes to receivers, tight end, offensive line, Kellen Moore. They got to be better, because that, to me, that's the gap right now between these two teams. 215-592-9494. Or they can get home field advantage and get the Lions out of that dome, and then all of a sudden it becomes a very winnable game against the team that has been the best in the NFL so far. Jeff in Wilmington starts us off on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Jeff?
So I'm sort of in line with you, Joe. I don't think there's as – I'm actually more in line with Kyle. The Eagles are just a tick below the Lions. And the quarterback issue, it does seem to be that the Lions quarterback is, and their offense in general, is much more efficient. And that's what I kind of wish that the Eagles would do with setting up Jalen so he doesn't have to – I don't like when they go for the home run all the time. Like, they've cut back on that. Man, they could be so much more efficient if they would use these wide receivers in much more quick hits. Because, you know, Jalen gets in trouble when he stays in the pocket a little bit too long or whatever. So if they can fix that, they really can't be stopped, because Saquon's going to do it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Saquon does.
Well, Jeff, I agree with that. I mean, the reality is that Saquon has been so good, it's kind of masked some of the stuff in the passing game. And I agree with you on the home runs. Like, the Eagles hit a lot of home runs. They get a lot of explosive plays. It's just like down to down. I think it's why they go into these cold spells, because when the big passing play isn't there or the big run isn't there, they don't go anywhere. And then they hit all these home runs, and it's like, whoa, they just scored, you know, on three straight possessions.
I don't think they need to do the home runs as much, because the two receivers we have, one of them is extremely fast and skinny Batman, and the other one is extremely powerful. So there can be a lot of yards after catch that could be had if they didn't but they didn't try to go downfield all the time. Also, I think our defense is coming into its own, as they say, where I think it's just an overall better unit. So
it is very good. I mean, the defense is giving them a chance here, Jeff. Even on, you know, you go back to the game Thursday, Jeff, we preached a phone call. Hugh, you go to the game Thursday, the defense playing so well kept them in the game, and then Saquon took over and he put it away.
Yeah, man, they're playing with a lot of confidence, man. And to me, that is huge. They understand the assignment. They're not playing as individuals. Mm. They're playing as a unit, and I think that's important. And they're fast. Barry Brooks was talking about this morning. Shout out to B. He was talking about how fast they are, and that's what we take for granted. They got some fast cats on that field.
Speaking of Barrett Brooks, he's going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We haven't caught up with Barrett in a while.
No, I haven't talked to him in a minute.
We'll talk to him coming up at 11. Our 215-592-9494. Darren in North Philly is on WIP. Hey, Darren.
Gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
In Philadelphia, baby. Let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. One thing I appreciate is something called balance. And I think Philadelphia is way more balanced than they are. See, you got to think of it. First of all, you're being too reactional. They played Jacksonville?
Well, yeah. But it's not just off of yesterday, Darren. But wait,
he's talking about like opponents, though.
It's off of 11 weeks of the season.
Yeah, but okay, look at the Eagles 11 weeks of the season. What are you telling me?
The Lions are better, is what I'm telling you.
No, okay, but I'm telling you they're not.
But, well, why?
We got the better running back.
But they have two that equals it out. It's the same thing.
No, it does. No, that don't. But that means nothing.
Hold on. At the end of the game, if there's 30 carries for the running backs and they equal 200 yards, and their guys get 15 and 15, and our guy gets 30, and it's the same thing. What's the difference?
We don't care about their running backs. That's the point. People don't. They don't scheme for their running backs.
Oh, Darren. Are you kidding me?
You have to scheme for Saquon.
You don't think teams are worried about Jahmyr Gibbs? Have you seen him play?
Have you seen Saquon?
Yes, Darren.
He's arguably maybe in the running for the MVP this year.
Darren, let me ask you a question. Darren, hold on. I'll let you go with this. How come they score eight more points per game?
Because they throw the ball.
Now,
the difference is, I will say this, and I'm with Hugh on this. Is the quarterback. Now, I'm not saying that he's shown it this year, and I agree, he hasn't, but the potential is there when he needs to. He just realizes he doesn't have to do it all like he needs to.
So the Eagles are scoring 8 points per game less because they don't need to score as many.
We don't have to. We're balanced. I'm telling you.
They're just as balanced as we are.
Okay, then, so why are we, somebody said we're one rung below them? No, we're not.
They are.
No, I disagree. That's a respectful disagreement.
And Darren, I'll give you this. I think if the Eagles continue to improve, by the time we see this matchup, which is not going to happen, you know, likely until later in the playoffs, then I think they could be on even playing fields. Right now, I think one team is better than the other.
Who has the best cornerbacks? D-backs.
D-backs. I would say the Eagles have better corners. They got better safeties.
Who has the better line?
D-line or O-line?
D-line. Oh, we got the best O-line. I'm not worried about
that. Their O-line's really good. D-line, I would say...
You know our O-line is better. Stop it.
I do not know our O-line is better. I don't.
Oh, my God.
Darren,
who has the best D-line?
Well, hold on a second. How come their quarterback gets sacked half the time our does?
You let that ball go.
Because you run a different type of offense.
You let that ball go quick, Joe.
It's a different type. Hugh, can you please explain to him, Hugh?
I've been trying. Since I've been,
I know.
Do you think the offense is designed for Jalen Hurts to be the third most sacked quarterback? This is the offense, Darren.
I said Jalen is the difference. Well, you and I agree then.
It's the passing game. That's the difference.
No. If Jalen gets in his A game like he's capable of, then it's really not a competition.
It's not a competition.
Goff can't run. Can he run?
I don't care. He plays the position at a higher level this year.
You don't care about Goff. But Jalen, I mean, we're the king of, on one, getting a yard or an inch. That's not a problem, right? You got to give us a little bit more credit. I think you're discrediting us. I really do.
I think they're the second best team in the NFC.
And you never told me we had the best line. I told you we got the best defensive line. Am I right?
Better defensive line, yes.
Okay, so if you go back to everything I said, then you know who got the better team.
The Lions, yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You know what? Listen, I'm going to go to the hospital now. They have a psych ward. I think I might need to submit your name for a second.
Well, I tell them I said the Lions are better than the Eagles. Then they haven't get back to me. Darren, good phone call, man. I appreciate it. 2-1.
We've been trying to commit you for a while now.
I know. So. You're going to come out and get me. I'm not going in by myself. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on this? Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions? I think it's two different classes. Lions 1, Eagles are 2. And, you go through the NFC, it might just be 1-2, and then everybody else is, like, below that. I think these are the two teams that are clear the top. I go Lions 1, Eagles 2. Hugh is not willing to go there. He thinks these two are in the same class.
No, I do. I do, because I got an agenda. I mean, which is I've shared with everybody since day one. So, yes. I mean, it doesn't have to make sense to me. I have an agenda.
Well,
it's
got to make sense to you, sense to me.
I feel like this, Joe. The matchups matter. And when you talk about the teams that they played, they have had a better schedule with winning teams that they played against. But I think that our defense is playing much better. And I think our quarterback is going to get better.
Yeah, I've been hearing that for 2 years.
Yeah, we've been hearing for a while.
I've been hearing that for 2 years.
I understand.
All right, Combo Con next. We'll give you a chance to qualify with your phone call. And we'll get more into the quarterback comparison with the Eagles and the Lions, what right now looks like the separator. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It's the Midday Show. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions? We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.